is looking at a number and calling it something else, and we all that way sometimes in mathematical problems. I've done that.
Yeah.
2 to me would be 16, maybe. I'd say 2 to me is, I mean, 2 times 3. I get the multiplication right, but I'm looking at the other number.
Yeah.
One time I went to a red light here, not always been 2 or 3 years ago in town here, and it was red, just red before I got there, and I was driving by myself, and that red light said go. You know, I was the only car within, in business, you know, where y'all turn off up there.
Yeah.
And I looked in front of the car in the mirror, wasn't nobody there, wasn't nobody over here. Seemed like everything just stopped. All the traffic stopped.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere I didn't see a moving car.
You were sure lucky.
Well, I guess I was. I kept looking down the line. It said, go, go, and I knew.
Yeah, yeah,
it's right down
that.
Here where y'all come through there. And
that's a busy car.
Well, the thing was, though it's danger, you know, and I said, get out of here. You know, it's dangerous, so I just went through it. Oh, and I got the thing, the police stopped me, and of course, they wouldn't care why I've done it, but I told them what happened and laughed about it, because, and from now on, I ain't going to call go and stop. The thing, some of them says stop, and some says go, but they don't have them here.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about Dallas is having Chinese lights, and Houston having the American lights?
Yeah, the Chinese, because you read them up and down.
Why does Dallas want to be different?
I don't know, but I like
talk
that.
To them people, and they, you know, they're crazy up there. Well, it costs more to do that, and see a big truck goes under there. You know, they have to have it higher because it, and sometimes they knock them big lights down. Well, Houston, they go under here. You just, it's everything same.
Yeah.
And you read it left to right. It works this way.
That makes sense.
And this other thing goes up and down.
Well, you know, in my hometown, they were always up and down. I never thought about it.
Was you in Texas?
Uh-huh.
Well,
Wichita Falls, of course.
Well, all I know, Houston's the only one's got them, I believe.
Huh. Well, it makes sense.
Houston's most modern. You see, they're so far ahead of Dallas. It's sick.
Yeah.
But you know.
Dallas won't admit that, though.
But why did they go? I guess they got it. Here's what I think about it. I think they got them a lot cheaper. This company makes them. But listen, if you will take our lights, we're in trouble with them. We don't want them. But if you will take them, we'll keep making them for you. Half price what Houston has to give them.
Yeah, right.
So
probably right.
That's what my theory. I don't know who to talk to. But I'm hoping to come out on the open public, you know, on the radio or television to have a big discussion about that.
Yeah.
But so far, nobody ever mentions it.
Huh.
Everybody in Dallas has been to Houston.
Yeah.
I don't guess unless it's babies, all the businessmen and everything.
Yeah,
there. It's made up of Houston's got a lot of Wakash people there in businesses. And you go down there, and oh, it just looks heavenly, see them lights.
Yeah, straight across. That's interesting. Well, you know, I've been there, but I haven't been there since I was a kid. And when I was a kid, I wasn't looking at lights, you know. So
well, you wasn't driving.
Right,
well,
yeah.
You were driving, you appreciate it.
Then you'll notice.
Because you don't know whether the red's on the bottom or on top. Now, do you know here? You would know right instantly, would you?
Well,
you
haven't thought about it. Yeah.
But you know this is the green. The caution and the red.
Yeah, no, you know, that's good for people who are colorblind. Because people who are colorblind can't tell the difference between the red and the green. I used to know this guy who was colorblind, and he...
I know.
You know, he just had to look to see which one looked the brightest, because they both looked brown to him.
That's what they tell me. I knew a policeman in Dallas. He used to be here. He's colorblind. He's been a police up there most of his life. How did he get a job being colorblind?
I can't imagine. You'd think
see, now, that's
second.
Dallas for you.
That's right.
Now, how could he tell the man to run a red light? He'd have to know exactly where they because he couldn't see red. I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Most everything was gray. And you know, they said gray. What do you call it?
That's terrible. Everything
I mean, if you're colorblind, it's gray.
I guess so.
Can you imagine anybody being colorblind? I never did know that until I got older.
I can't imagine it.
But
they have tests for it. You know, there are little dots, and they, you look at a picture, and if you can see a face in the dots, then you're not colorblind. But if you can't see it, then they all look
the same.
Where
did you have a test like that?
Well, I saw the book somewhere.
Oh, I thought you had to have one.
I just saw it.
Well, I was born, I guess, so lucky, you know. But there's a lot of colorblind people. How he did his job. He started out as a walking. You know how they used to walk around uptown, you know, in direct traffic. And he got to be in, I don't know what rank he is now, way up there. But him being colorblind.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Where am I here? If you had a salt box or something that didn't have any spout, you might, what would you use to pour the salt into like a small shaker?
Well, Oh, I never heard of that. We call it salt shaker, but you done called it that.
Well, I mean, you take something to pour it.
Oh, a funnel. You're talking about a funnel.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it could be poured water through it, too.
Yeah, yeah. What would you use to urge the horses to go faster if you're riding in a buggy?
Well, I never been riding a buggy. We call it a buggy whip.
Okay.